Welcome to the Solid Signal podcast for the week of April 1st, 2024. We're on a roll with interviews, and I want to introduce Scott Drever. Scott is the sales operations manager for Signal Connect, works closely with the rest of the team to make sure that you, our customers, are getting exactly what you want. He's got a diverse resume that goes all the way back multiple years dealing with advances in technology, blockchain, Web3, high-tech stuff. Scott, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here, Stuart.
I'm glad you're here too. Let's jump right in. First question is, how did you come to Signal Connect? You've got so much diverse experience. I'd love to hear the story.
Yeah, a little bit about what I was doing. I had spent about 7 years living in Germany, even though I'm originally from Michigan, the U.S. area, working in tech and the startup world, as you mentioned, some Web3-based things, AI-based technologies, a handful of great companies and great technologies along the way, and was transitioning in life and moving back home and looking for things close to home. Really, when evaluating different opportunities, what really struck me with the Signal Group was the people I met and kind of the vision of kind of the leadership there that was taking something that seemed like these technologies we're used to seeing every day, internet and TV, cellular stuff, where it's so normal. It doesn't seem like these new fancy things like the blockchain and AI, the other stuff I was in, but finding new ways to present those to people and almost those things that seem obvious, we can make improvements, and a lot of people accept the way things are and don't look for a way to do those things better. And what really struck me with Signal Group was we want to make that experience better for people. So that's ultimately why I think I ended up here.
Tell our listeners exactly what you do for Signal Connect and why that's important.
What I do in sales operations is a lot of times kind of getting into the processes and strategies, tactics of how we're selling. So as sales operations, I like to think that it's really our responsibility to make sure people are using the systems well. And when it's not, I'm not seeing it as a failure of themselves, but as us and what we can do to improve. And ultimately, it's enablement and making sure that everybody in the team is able to do their job well. And not feel held back. So, hey, salespeople are there to sell. I'm there to make sure that they're able to sell.
Sounds like every organization needs somebody like Scott Drever. I'm glad that we've got
you. So.
What has been kind of your favorite or most noteworthy tech change? You've seen a lot of changes. What's the one that really sticks out to you?
I guess almost AI, but I would be one of those people where if somebody told me that answer, I would say that's too broad of an answer. You need to be more specific. But I would say in the way of it's just really integrated itself within everything that we do in machine learning and things that you don't think about. You know, I still think of, intelligent recommendations on Amazon or when I'm on Netflix and it tells me I'm 98% likely to like this movie I've never heard of. And then I watch it and it's like, that's great. And I find the machine learning behind those and serving personalized curated content that just reduces things, you know, extra clicks out of the life. It seems like such a small, weird thing, but you know, if you send 30 seconds less picking out your movie and 30 seconds less doing this, 30 seconds doing that, it's just that less click fatigue, decision fatigue things. And I think it's just this weird sort of, I don't know, graphite that is making sure everything's moving forward and making it all just a little bit more smooth, I suppose.
How do you think AI is going to change the world of business in the next 3-5 years?
AI in business, for me, it's not going to replace people in the way that people might say up front, but it's about taking what you do and making it a little bit better.
What would you say to somebody who wants to put the brakes on AI because they're afraid it's going to turn into Skynet and kill us all?
Might sound like something you didn't expect, but I almost say in a way you could be right. But you could be right with any sort of technology in that way. And that's what I'd say is if a lot of ways, if you think that the AI is going to take over and you're worried about where it's progressing, some of it's probably already closer to that than you think. But, you know, there's been technologies since humans have been around where this thing was going to destroy us and take over. And it's possible. I'm not going to tell you that it's not, but at the same time, I really see it as augmentation again of what people are. Somebody has it for negative purposes. There's people that have it for positive purposes as well. So again, it's a tool, it's a medium at the end of the day.
5 years ago, Signal Connect was mostly about live satellite television, but today it's a whole lot more. When somebody is working with Signal Connect, what sort of services do we offer that maybe you wouldn't expect?
Yeah, I'd almost point it as when we help something connect information from one place to another. As you mentioned, satellite TV, you know, we're taking a connection that goes to the satellite back to a location and delivers TV. And we can do those same things when it comes to internet, whether that's, you know, we have fiber-based internet, we have satellite-based internet, we have cellular fixed wireless-based internets. But we get into really advanced things, and I think that's really what the point you're hinting at there was. Signal Connect and Solid Signal is very vendor agnostic, and we have these really powerful partnerships that allow us to not only offer that that initial service, but something that is more on top of a service. So if you're a corporation or business that wants internet, maybe you also need something like SD-WAN. Do you need security and things that go over these managed services that go with it? So these things that we found that really went hand in hand. And having somebody on the other end of the line that you can call up and say, "Hey, Scott, I was looking at this thing. I'm pretty sure, I'm 99% sure that this is what I need to fix cellular signals in my building. But I'm just not sure. Can you help me out?" And, you know, we're able to handle those questions, solve those questions. We fix that. And then the person goes, "Hey, you know, what else can you help me with?" When they realize we're not just about that cellular signal. We're also doing the TV. We also do this. We also do internet. So it's really having that advisor at times. And, you know, I've even had a client in the past before being in the operations side, you know, was helping with TV. And then he said, "By the way, I was just getting internet figured out. Do you guys happen to do that too?" And it was, "Of course."
You know, Signal Connect has a reputation in the business community, in especially in mobile and marine. But one of the things you and I have been working on has been offering that same level of service to new homeowners or people who just move into a new place. Could you tell us a little bit about what we are planning to do in the future? Tell our listeners about it.
We get often where somebody reaches out with one service, and we realize there's moments that they don't just need TV. And as you mentioned, the time when somebody's moving into a new home is one of those most obvious times and one of the most unsure times. Somebody's just gone through a moment where sometimes they've relocated literally their whole entire life of things, their family, their heirlooms. You know, they're getting all these things set up. They just possibly closed on a house, signed away their life for 30 years in a mortgage and all these commitments. It's a high stress time. And now, you know, all you want to do is get home at the end of the day and turn on your TV, you know, check your social feeds and scroll through, and not have to worry about having to go through all these different services. So in a time where it's really confusing, really stressful, one of the most big stressful things somebody can go through in their life, it's a simple back to that. You have one person that you can call and you can kind of trust that's not going to say, "I need you in this one service," because that's all we sell. We have a lot of vendors. We have a lot of providers. It's really about being a consultation there where that person goes, "Hey, you moved into this house. What's your location? We understand in your location, this are the internet options you have."
Let's finish up with an easy and fun question. Of all the gadgets you've had in your life, all little electronic dudes, what has been your favorite?
Maybe an e-bike in a weird way. I mentioned I was living in Germany for a bit and in a city there. And it was really handy having a nice little light e-bike through the city that I could kind of whip around, and it just made this accessibility really great, like getting to train stops and parts of the city that other people didn't get to because they were very reliant on where the bus goes and things and being quick. But yeah. See, other than that, it was other than that really smartphone, I think, is the other one. That's almost a cop-out thing. But I
Well, you
also
probably had a
remember
bunch of smartphones, right? So which was your favorite?
iPhone. I would say I was very much, as some people might roll their eyes, but I'm very much, I've been an Apple person. I remember the press conference when they first released the information on the iPhone, and I was not a person in my life that was getting the initial iPhone, but I remember watching that. I think I was like, this is going to change things. Like, this is wild. And I don't know, maybe it's because I like to pat myself on the back a little bit and be proud of the fact that I was, a little bit of foresight there. But the fact that, seeing that, seeing how apps and how that's really changed, and I think that's one of the things that's, I don't know anything else that's really fundamentally changed day to day. Almost any interaction through the day is like fundamentally changed due to smartphones. I can't give credit just to the iPhone, but it's just what I've had and living in the Apple ecosystem. I like how things have worked together over time, but I love the other technology as well.
Thank you so much, Scott, for being part of this podcast. I love having guests. This is the third one we've had in three right in a row. And just tell everybody if they want to get hold of us at Signal Connect, how can they do that?
Yeah, if you want to get in touch with Signal Connect, you can find our website, signalconnect.com. Also, you can reach out to our number. It's 866-726 4182, and that's going to ring you up, and like I said, you'll get a hold of somebody and our team here, and what we do is answer the phone and like to treat our customers well. So really look forward to calling you guys or having you guys call us, and look forward to helping everyone out.
That's about it for the Solid Signal podcast for this week. As always, like, subscribe, and leave a comment. It makes me look good to my bosses. And I'll see you all next week with hopefully even one more interview.